hey there. This is George Fox calling for Sean Burke.
I don't believe it for a second. There's no way George Fox is calling me right now.
Well,
George, how are you,
like,
buddy?
No, sir, yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting caught up with you guys out there. And as you know, I'm a recovering Albertan. I'm calling you from Ontario, but I'm saying for years I'm a recovering Albertan. You can't beat that. Can't beat that spot.
It has been a long time. I interviewed you when I Give You My Word was your hot new single.
Oh, my.
So it's been a while, George.
That's the day that my wife said he'll do. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
And
well, that was the day my first wife said I do. I'm not blaming the song, though.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's all good fodder for the next country song, isn't it?
Ain't that the truth? My gosh, where do we start? First off, congratulations. 13th Annual Country Music Awards coming up March 9th and 10th, and you're making your way into the Hall of Fame.
Somebody said, George, are you making a comeback? And I said, going into the Hall of Fame, I don't know if you'd call that a comeback, but it feels pretty darn good.
Now, when you started back in 88, my gosh, that's 26 years ago. Did you think, like, was this part of the plan? Did you think you'd get here?
Oh, no. In my back pages, you know, I grew up in the rural part of the foothills there. It's so hard to describe it back then. Like, I was a pretty kind of just a lone voice singing to the cows back then. There wasn't much industry really either to opportunity wise. So I just, you know, I got to give credit to the huge heart of the community. They just sort of were, first off, it started where, you know, you got to get George Fox. He's the best. He's the best. And what they meant, he's the best in his price range, really. But they just said, well, George, we want to hear your songs, you know, and they kept encouraging me. And I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I eventually had to sell a whole bunch of cows to make the record, but I didn't want to let anybody down. So I just was, you know, and that's kind of the thing that sprung me into the business. I got a record deal based on an album I made all by myself, pretty much financed. And back then, that's what you had to do to get attention.
Yeah, you were doing kind of the Chris Ledoux thing, selling cassettes out of the back of your car, weren't you? At shows and stuff?
Well, listen, Sean, there's... if you go in the Bell Music Center in Calgary, behind a piece of plexiglass, you'll see my sign I used to pack around to the dances. George sings 32 country classics. This offer will not be seen on TV. And it was an old cupboard door I had from the old farmhouse and an old butcher board that I stuck on there. Now it's sitting in the Music Center in the Hall of Fame. I can't believe it.
I was taking a look at your website. I have to ask you about meeting Glen Campbell.
Oh, well, you know, as a kid, I mean, I used to, you'd come in for lunch, and then my mom had the CFCN radio, of course, and they played, at those times, Glen Campbell. He had some Rhinestone Cowboy, but, you know, Time I Get to Phoenix and Gentle on My Mind, all the fantastic. But my first appearance on national TV was in Ann Murray's Christmas special, and she, of course, knew Glenn and worked with him a lot. So he was on the special. And, you know, I was just so petrified. I was in my dressing room. I didn't even stick my nose out. You know, I was so tense to get on there and sing Jingle Bell Rock and stuff. But I saw Glenn Campbell out there. You know, he's kind of mingling around, and I thought, oh, my God.
No kidding. Like, this is a legend.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that guy, I was, you know, I didn't have any in-depth conversation. I was just tongue-tied, but we got a picture together, and he was very gracious, you know. And it means so much. Like, you know, I started out as a fan, like everybody, you know. And, you get a chance. These names become faces or whatever, or the other way around. And it's always so nice when you meet somebody and they live up to the expectation.
Yeah,
right?
That's a big thing.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm writing my book. I'm a couple of years into writing a book I want to get out this year. And I get into a lot of the, you know, I've had a chance to meet so many. I thought, I got to get my stories out there, you know. And I think I'm what they refer to as a hack writer, but I want to do it as best I can. And so, you know, I think like meeting John Candy, we were...
Oh, yeah.
Him and Gretzky and McNall owned the Argos. Like, they took me up in the booth. I sang the anthem and... he was a great guy. Like, you know, he's just what you figure he's going to be. And he wanted me to meet his mom, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He was a big fan. And then working with, you know, there's just been so many over the years. Like, work with Willie and Randy Travis, David Foster, and on down. So
the last thing you want to do is pinch yourself because you might wake up.
That's right. Well, I mean, this for me, I mean, you know, let's face facts. I mean, that was some years ago now, but it's still nice to. I think it, you know, I've been very fortunate in my life, and so to get it out there and sort of do some yeoman's duty too, to tell some of the people in the industry that like my manager and their story. It's kind of I think it's a neat little story to tell.
Well, if you're a hack writer, I'm a hack reader. I'm working on my first book in 25 years, and I started it 25 years ago. So. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to come on the show this morning, George. 13th Annual Alberta Country Music Awards, March 9th and 10th, and George is making his way into the Alberta Country Music Hall of Fame. Well-deserved, and congratulations, George Fox. I really appreciate you taking a couple of minutes.
Yeah, hey, well, I can't wait to get out there. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.